From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. House Democrats reached a deal today on details of a health care bill. A vote in a key committee is now expected by the end of the week. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Conservative Blue Dog Democrats bargained for changes to the bill going through the Energy and Commerce Committee right now. Arkansas's Mike Ross, the Blue Dogs leader, is on the committee.
We cut the cost of the bill by more than $100 billion. We've protected small businesses. We've ensured that any public option is on a level playing field. We have saved rural hospitals.
The agreement sets the stage for a vote by the full House in September after the summer recess. But Ross cautioned that his deal doesn't necessarily mean the debate will be smooth from now on.
This was a significant victory that I'm quite sure has left a lot of the liberals very unhappy right now.
Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Meanwhile, the Senate Finance Committee today also reported progress on health care legislation estimated to cost $900 billion and cover 95% of the uninsured without adding to the federal deficit. Four-term Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison told a Texas radio station today she will resign from the Senate this fall to run for Texas governor against GOP incumbent Rick Perry. But later on Capitol Hill, Hutchison hedged on just when she might vacate her seat. NPR's David Wellna is on Capitol Hill.
Senator Hutchison told reporters at the Capitol she intends to announce during the August recess that she's running for governor of Texas. But she added she would not be saying anything about the timing of her departure from the Senate. She said she hoped Texas Governor Rick Perry would not seek re-election, since his staying in the race would oblige her to leave the Senate early.
I would stay all the way through the election, but for it being very difficult with the governor continuing to run. And he's really trying to hang on too long, and maybe he'll rethink.
Hutchison's Senate term expires in 2012. If she resigns before the end of the year, Texas would hold a special election in May or June of next year to replace her. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Centers for Disease Control today issued recommendations on who should be among the first to get vaccinated against swine flu. The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat says five groups have been identified.
These are groups that had higher risk of disease or who had greater burden of complications. And there are five groups that will be very helpful for our planning purposes going forward.
As for the five groups, pregnant women, healthcare workers, children 6 months and older, people at risk of complications from flu, and healthy 19 to 24-year-olds. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 26 points to close at 9,070. The Nasdaq lost 7 points to close at 1,967. The S&P fell 4. This is NPR News. Orders for durable goods fell in June. The Commerce Department reports orders for big-ticket, long-lasting products were down 2.5% last month, the biggest drop in 5 months. The auto and commercial airline industries saw the steepest declines. The 911 caller who tipped off Cambridge police to a possible break-in at the home of Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates says she feared for her safety in the controversy after Gates' arrest. From member station WBUR in Boston, Bianca Vasquez-Tonis has the story.
According to the police report, Lucia Whalen identified the possible burglars in front of Gates' home as black men. Bloggers vilified Whalen as a racist. The police tapes, however, show that she only identified them once she was pressed by police and said maybe one of the men was Hispanic. Whalen was shaking today as she told reporters she never imagined her words would be scrutinized by the entire nation.
Now that the tapes are out, I hope people can see that I try to be careful and honest with my words.
Whalen said she spoke out to finally put the controversy to rest. For NPR News, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis in Boston.
A Minnesota man arrested this month for traveling to Somalia to join a terrorist group has pleaded guilty to providing material support to a terror organization. According to the FBI, Salah Ahmed is one of several young men recruited in Minnesota to train with an Islamic militia in Somalia. Salah told the judge today he went to Somalia to fight invading Ethiopians and ended up fighting with the Islamist militia Al-Shabaab. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.